Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for the replay of this past Sunday night's live call-in show. The show was recorded on Sunday night, January 22nd, 2021. We took your calls. We talked about the best and worst bathrooms at Walt Disney World. We also discussed the Harmonious Barges out in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. What do you think about those? We discussed the return of the Festival of the Lion King show this summer, and you got to stay tuned in to the end of the show. Our last call, Carla from New York. She is a nurse that's giving out the Fauci ouchies, the vaccinations, and she's heading to Walt Disney World 12 hours from the time we recorded. So she's already there right now, and it's just going to make your day when you hear her call. So make sure you listen to the end of the show. It's awesome. And don't forget, our show is always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today for your next Walt Disney World vacation. We sure appreciate your support over there at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are carrying the show while travel is down just a bit. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest podcast live call-in show. We are live here on Facebook and YouTube. It is Sunday night, January 22nd, 2021. Thanks for tuning in live. If you're here spending your Sunday night with us on a busy, busy sports day, I know that we have some football going on. We just wrapped up some Mizzou women's basketball. And we're going to spend the next hour talking Disney, taking your calls. I have some questions for you to help us possibly with this week's podcast episode for Friday. We're going to have a good time, but the floor is always yours at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We're going to get through the news here at the top of the show, but if you are tuned in here live on the feed on Thursday, tip of the hat to you. Happy Thursday. Hope your week is going well and you've already almost made it to yet another weekend. It's like time travel here on the podcast, depending on when you listen. All right, let's hit the news. We're a little bit light on the news this week because Ricky is currently wrapping up a fun weekend down at Walt Disney World. So she'll have thoughts on things going on down at Walt Disney World here on the podcast very soon. I do want to give you a heads up that tomorrow we have a really, really fun podcast, if I do say so myself. I sit down with my buddy hashtag Scotty G on tomorrow's show, and we talk about his trip that he went down to Walt Disney World last weekend over MLK weekend. He booked it the day before. I was sitting there at breakfast. He sends me a text. I did something crazy. It was a picture of his flight, his airline tickets, and he headed down, went to Old Key West. So find out what it's like to book a trip 16 hours out. We had a good time. I know a lot of you guys were there Wednesday night and we recorded that one, but I think you'll enjoy that one. It's kind of just a fun, we talk about everything. It's just like we're hanging out on the phone. Also this week, Scott will be joining us because I don't know if Ricky will be back on time to record tomorrow night. So Scott will be in there for questions and for Friday's show. So you're going to get a lot of hashtag Scotty G on the shows this week. Also, just a heads up, we are not going to have a live call-in show 2 weeks from tonight. 2 weeks from tonight will be Super Bowl Sunday. While I'm not a fan of the NFL, we do watch the Super Bowl just so we can have snacks and so forth. I'm a college football guy. I'm not a big fan of the NFL because of how they did St. Louis when the Rams left and other things. But we will watch the Super Bowl. We'll have some snacks. My wife likes that kind of stuff. Mallory does. So no live show on February 7th for the Super Bowl. And I know a lot of you guys will be especially Justin down in Tampa. His Bucks are going to be playing home field advantage, too. Playing at Raymond James Stadium, I believe it is, with the big pirate ship. All right, let's hit the news of the week, and then let's take your calls. I have a question for you, so let's get to it. Okay, first news story over at themouseforless.com. We have from Ricky that we finally get to go at Epcot. You can go behind the walls in France. They've moved the hedges, and you can go back there. Let's see. Ricky says, today the walls came down. Before you get super excited and think the attraction will be opening soon, I have some bad news. It was only a small section that opened, and it was so the restrooms could be available for guests to use. The restrooms in Morocco, which are the closest nearby restrooms, are closed for refurbishment. But with that being said, our team did step under the gates today, and what we saw was gorgeous. She talks about the all the pictures, so check those out over at the mouseforless.com under the news section. There's a beautiful canopy. You know, it has the Ratatouille sign on it, but the canopy is gorgeous. I do love that piece. I wish they'd do more of those kind of canopies too. Also, it just kind of continues the side. If you ever take the friendship boats over to the Boardwalk Beach Club and Yacht Club, you've been able to see the side of the France Pavilion. They just kind of spiced it up, painted everything, and continued all the way into the back of the pavilion. It's that yellowish color with the blue highlights. I love it. Also, if you ride the Skyliner, right, you've seen this many, many times from the Skyliner. Let's see. You can see Gusto's sign in the front of the attraction. So that's there. And apparently those restrooms are really nice from what everybody is saying. So you can now explore France, and the countdown is on for the Ratatouille attraction. Right a mouse. Okay, here's the next story. And this is where I'm going to get your feedback as you call in here in just a second. The Harmonious barges are being put out into World Showcase Lagoon. Now, before we had any of these out, I was kind of along the line saying, I wonder if they could sink these during the day below the waterline and then bring them up at night for the show. No, we did not know these things were going to be as big as they are. These things are gigantic. Ricky calls them massive floating set pieces with custom-built LED panels, choreographed moving fountains, lights, pyrotechnics, and more lasers. I just call them huge. We'll see how the show is. I'm probably going to like the show. I love stuff like this. I loved Illuminations. This will probably be Illuminations on steroids. But what I want you to call in, one of the questions I have for tonight is, what do you think about this? Is having a really nice nighttime spectacular worth maybe a little bit of an eyesore during the day at Epcot? Now, we know that those are going to have fountains that are supposed to hide the barges pretty much here shortly, which that's going to change the aesthetics of everything. But these things are monsters, man. They are not small. I mean, it's like the Loch Ness monsters, but there's more of them, and they're huge. But I guess once the fountains go, who knows? I want to see the fountains. I'm holding my judgment for seeing the fountains, but right now they kind of bother me. But we'll have to see. They have a picture. If you go around World Showcase, it says Reimagining the Future. It's kind of a little plaque kind of showing what the show is going to all be about, and it shows the fountains, and it looks kind of neat. I don't know, though, because I like looking across World Showcase Lagoon from the port of entry right there between Future World and World Showcase, and seeing the American Adventure Pavilion, just all the countries laid out like a panoramic shot. So we will see. So what are your thoughts so far on the Harmonious barges? And finally, this is good news, folks. This is great news. We've talked about we're moving in the right direction, right? Festival of the Lion King is coming back. Yes, the show over at Animal Kingdom theme park is going to be returning this summer. It is modified, though, so it's not going to be exactly the same because obviously COVID times, can't have things exactly the same. It says that adjustments are going to be made both on stage and backstage, updated choreography to allow appropriate physical distancing. There will also be adjustments for the seating of the audience to allow proper distancing. I can imagine that means the tumble monkeys probably won't be climbing each other up to the ceiling. Probably not, but yeah, who knows? It says it's still going to have the singers, dancers, and other cast members. It's going to include Just Can't Wait to Be King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Circle of Life, as well as the Fire Knife Guy doing Be Prepared. Yes. You know what? I've always said, a fire, like a guy that swirls the fire, worth the price of admission every time. Don't need anything else. So that's going to be back, and that is good because once you get one show, we're moving in the right direction. We can hopefully get stuff back. We don't have an exact date that's coming back, but it will be this summer. So summer's looking better, right? All right, so we got a show coming back. We have Ratatouille happening soon. We can go back in France and Harmonious. That could, who knows? I mean, they're getting there. They're going to be doing some live tests here soon, I bet you. So let's get to it. So that's the one question I have for you is about Harmonious. What do you think about those barges? Are they a terrible eyesore? Do you think they're going to be worth it for the show? Are you waiting to see what the fountains do, kind of like I am? What are your thoughts on what you've seen so far? So 407-413-9395. All right, we're going to get a lot of calls in tonight. Let's get to our first call. Alfred's on the line. Alfred, what's going on?
What are your thoughts on what? Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just hanging in there.
Hey, it's all we can do. Hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit.
Yep. I have a question about your background.
Yes.
Where did you get that from?
Guess.
Amazon?
Yep. All you gotta do is search Amazon.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not even expensive. I think it was $17.
Are you kidding? That's great.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to buy one.
There you go. I'll try to find the link in my purchases. Now, I don't have it right now, but I'll look on my phone after the show.
Okay.
It's actually, it's not called a backdrop. It's called a child's birthday photo shoot something. It's like the title of it's like a child's birthday thing. But I'm like, you know what? That is a background. Yeah. I'm a big kid. So whatever. I'm buying it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So where do I start tonight? I have to start with France.
Francais.
Because I'm guessing there's going to be a soft opening of Ratatouille's Adventure probably within the next 3 to 4 weeks.
I thought it was going to be within a week, so I kind of missed it. But yeah, I would say it's got to be ready, and they're probably looking just for maybe right after. At this point, I think maybe they'll hold it off till right after President's Day. But who knows? I don't know. Definitely before
spring
break.
Yeah, I'm thinking they'll open it right at that point because that's usually a busier time, and they can open it up to like pass holders and.
That's a good point.
You know, yeah.
Who knows? Everything is so.
Right now, I noticed that the park is very slow.
Right.
All the parks.
Yes.
So they want to have some crowds to test it. So that's why I'm thinking that.
We'll see. Uh-oh. It's going to be a surprise because I know it's ready to go. It's just they're waiting on the right time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the barges. I don't think they're going to look as bad as you may think they will. I think when the fountains are on during the day, it's just going to look beautiful. And then at night with the show, I think it's going to be great. So.
It's going to be different, right? I mean, the thing is, I've only seen Epcot with a lagoon with, you know, just the scattered illuminations barges when they roll them out, you know, around dusk and stuff. And it'll just become part of the infrastructure. Like after a couple of years, I probably won't notice it. And I love fountains. I'm also a huge fountain guy. Like I love the Bellagio and I went
too.
To Vegas. I mean, so I'm withholding, you know, just right now, they're just like, whoo, those suckers are gigantic. I didn't expect anything that big. So we'll see.
Well, I guess they have to be because they're going to be doing water projections. Mm-hmm. So for everyone to see them, they have to be huge.
Yeah, because you're further away than you think. Yeah. I bet you're a good quarter of a mile anywhere, you know, from actually the water source.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think it's going to be great. You know, it's just different right now. It looks different because nothing's being done with it. So. Other than that, I think it'll be fine. Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'll preface it a little bit. I heard a little bit about what might be happening with Disneyland's annual pass program.
I did not read that. I saw the headlines, but I didn't get into it.
Okay. Yeah. They're saying it's going to a membership program.
Which I was guessing.
Yeah.
I thought that would happen.
Yes. Yep. Do you think that something like that will end up coming to Disney World also?
I don't know because they're two different beasts.
I
talk about this. I was a guest last weekend, last Saturday. I recorded with a couple. They have the DCL Duo podcast, and we talked for about an hour and a half. And that's one of the topics that we discussed. And I do think that Disney would rather have like a subscription service, you know what, like something that is monthly and you can have multiple levels. And of course the annual pass you pay once. I mean, Florida residents can pay monthly, but the rest of us, you right, fork down sure. your one time and you're good for the year. There's different levels, mm-hmm. but I think they'll even make more subscription. It'll be basically a subscription, but you'll have maybe a no blackout right. subscription that's a lot every month, you know, or maybe one that's only good, you right. know, in the fall and in the spring or, you know.
Right.
I think that's what Disney wants mm-hmm. to go to for more control, but we'll have to wait and see.
Right. And also Disneyland, I think, is thinking of going to like, okay, how many days do you want to come this month?
Right.
You know,
that's one thing. See, now that's another thing. Okay. And I don't know if anybody else is like this. That brings up a good point. I am one of those people that I will pay extra for like unlimited minutes on my cell phone because I don't, even though like yeah. I know, say they give me 50 gigabytes and I know that in a good month I use 5 because I'm home most of the time. I work mm-hmm. from home. So I'm on Wi-Fi all the time. But I would still rather not ever, ever, ever have to think about, am I getting close to my limit? So that's why I like my annual pass, right? Mm-hmm. Because once I buy it,
right.
even though I'm in Missouri it's and I'm tough. Not, because yeah. my annual pass is good tomorrow. Like tomorrow, if I wanted to, I could go to the Magic Kingdom. I have ticket media. You know, I'm not going to go. And if right. they said you get 15 visits a year, they'll probably cover me for a year. But I just don't like being, right. I hate being restricted. It's just how mm-hmm. I'm mentally made up.
Right. Right. I would do the same thing. I would still say I want the unlimited time. So I would be paying a lot more than someone who says, okay, I'm going to come 2 days a week for, you know, every month.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to pay a lot less. And then the other thing is they may do a weekday pass and a weekend pass.
Right. Right.
Because weekends are busier, so they might want to raise the price on that.
Well, too,
I think it's all about the million guests that have an annual pass out there.
Right. They just don't. I mean, and that's the thing. I think it's going to be really hard for Disneyland folks because it's a locals park, and a lot of locals like to just drop in, ride pirates, and have dinner and go home. And yep. Disneyland doesn't make a ton of money on those guests because they're not buying merchandise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. and they know like how to, they go so much, they know how to not spend money. Cause if you're going all the time and you're
right.
local, you can't spend that kind. You can't spend tourist money every time you go through the gate. So I understand where they're coming from, but
right.
also if you remember now, I don't know if you were going then, but when I first started going, mm-hmm. you had the Ultimate Park Hopper ticket that was included in your Walt Disney World Vacation package. So you booked your hotel.
Yeah.
And then your ticket was just anything you wanted to do. Water parks were included. Pleasure mm-hmm. Island was included. You could
right.
park hop, you know, and it was just that they even have yep. that old planning video with like the park hopper ticket, like the big guy down, you know, with the legs. He's like walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. But, you know, you didn't have to you didn't have to think about anything. You just got there. You did what you wanted for your vacation and went home. And then when they introduced Magic Your Way tickets, which we still have, the way they sold that,
yeah.
the way they still do is, you're not going to pay for stuff that you don't want to do. So if you don't want to park hop, you don't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you only want to go 4 days right. out of 7, you don't pay for those other 3 days if you just want to stay at your resort. So I see both mm-hmm. ways, but I love the, like, I haven't gone to a water park since because I have
yeah.
to pay for it now. Like, if I'd had the Ultimate Park Hopper, I'd go to a water park every trip of the summer, probably twice.
Right. Yeah. And even on the annual pass, they add, if you want to do the water parks, they add money to that.
Right.
Also.
And, yeah. And see, I'm tight. Like, and, I don't want to get that annual pass that has the water parks. I could.
Yeah.
I'm
I
like,
don't
yeah,
need
I don't need it.
No, exactly. That's what I say to myself. Because if I really want to do a water park, I'll just pay for it.
Yep. And I don't.
Because I have that ticket, you know, but I've never been to the water park, so I don't need it. It's not necessary.
But they are fun. No. Those water parks, both of them, especially Typhoon Lagoon, though, they are a blast. Like,
yeah.
when I used
yeah.
to take Paige and we used to go,
I'm not a water slide person.
See, I'm not a big water slide person. I like the toboggan rides and like the family raft rides. You know, I did Summit Plummet with Paige when she was little. You know, it's just I do it once, but I could hang. Lazy River's my style. Like, I love that. You know, just chilling out.
Yeah, that would be my thing too.
And they're fun, but like I said, like if I had to, you know, like when it comes down to it, and I get down there, I say, okay, I have an annual pass. I can go to all 4 theme parks. I can swim at my hotel. I can do all this stuff. It's already paid for. Or I can go over
right.
to Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon, but it's going to cost me as a family $250. So I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to spend $250 today.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a tough call. Something it's good, but it's not a necessity.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's why I wanted your opinion on that, because I don't see Florida doing that, changing to a subscription, because they don't have as many pass holders.
Well, they don't have the pass holders that drop in as often. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're a local, right?
Yeah.
Even like Jay and Melissa, they live right behind the Magic Kingdom. And Joanne, they all live, my friends. I mean, they can see the fireworks when they have fireworks from their backyard. It's awesome. Like, their house is, but I mean, it is literally behind the Magic Kingdom and they're there. Here's the thing, though. Like, even for somebody that lives down there, it's kind of still a lot of work to get into, like, go have dinner at Epcot. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
even
if you're a local, I mean, you might think, oh, it's in your backyard, but I mean, think about it. Like, you gotta park your car, you gotta, you know, walk in from the lot, and then if you want to eat in France, you know, or you guess you go in the International Gateway, but then you gotta go to the beach or the out of the boardwalk and try to get yourself in there.
Right.
It's, you know, even as a local, which they do that a lot, but I mean, it's not like me going across the street to Applebee's. Like, it's a lot of work to get to a park restaurant.
Yeah.
Now the resorts are easier, but you don't need a pass for that.
Right. Exactly. So I think Disney did a good thing with California, because I think they want to open, but they just can't with a million pass holders.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So.
Well, they're going to need a system like Walt Disney World, where you know they have to cap with theme park, the theme park reservation system, at least until 22 or so.
Yeah. So I have a piece of news for you.
Okay.
I don't think Ricky has reported on it yet, but I'm not sure. Wilderness Lodge is reopening in June.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Did she release that yet?
I've been booking it for the last 2 months. It's been out there for a couple months. Yeah.
This is the first time I heard about it today.
No, let me see. It's in my notes here. Hang on. Because the day they announced it, they announced three different resorts. Let me find. Here it is. It was Movies, Beach Club, and Wilderness Lodge they announced on that day. And it was Movies opening on March 22nd. Beach Club opens on May 30th. And Wilderness Lodge opens on June 6th.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep.
I don't recall that one.
No, and I'm telling you what, for like the holidays, it's getting tight for like December already for Wilderness Lodge. It always
really?
Is, but especially this year. Yeah. Well, it's the best place to be in December. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous there. Yeah. And then it looks like they're renovating Boulder Creek.
Boulder Ridge. Yeah.
So, Boulder Ridge. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Copper Creek,
Boulder
Ridge.
Yeah, Copper Creek, Boulder Ridge. Get it
right.
All the same place. Yeah, that's it. It's a combo. It's the crossover.
Yeah. They want to confuse you.
Don't need to work too hard to do that, I can tell you that.
No, not at all. It's very easy for me. So, yeah, so I saw some pictures of maybe a possibility of the renovation, and it looks nice. It's very fresh looking, very modern, you know.
Here's the thing. Like, they're doing a good job on these renovations, but okay, so you guys have heard me kind of joke about the signs, you know, they're making them match, you know, the whole overall scheme, the roads, you know, the entrance signs, it's like welcome to your own property kind of thing. I like the old kind of 90s aesthetic. That's just me. But the new ones, the new ones with like that royal blue really do pop. They look great. They're very Instagrammable. I get it. But when they do these room renovations, you're right. They look modern. They look fresh. They look clean. That's the word Pam always uses, clean. But I know it's not for everybody, but I like the Disney look. Like, I don't mind. Yeah, I know Pop Century.
Right.
Pop Century has some nice touches, right? With like the fold-out beds, got the picture in it when it folds out. And there's a couple things. But I really like,
it has the Mickey sign picture with the lights on it.
But I still like a lot of that. I like a lot of that. Like, I like a lot of Disney in my room. I know a lot of people are just like, it needs to be very understated. Not for me. I like it being, you know, kind of at you.
Well,
that's just me.
Well, here's the thing. I feel that because they're deluxe resorts, it's a different guest that's staying there usually.
True. That's true.
So they expect a little more. They expect that for something high priced, they don't want it to look cheap.
Oh, I get that. Yeah, because a lot of these folks that are staying, and because I'm a Pop Century guy, because we don't stay in hotel. You know, like it's a big deal just for us to stay in a hotel because we don't go, you know, hardly anywhere else. But I would imagine folks who stay in deluxe hotels travel more, and maybe they travel on business because of their jobs. And, you know, you got to meet a certain expectation for folks that go to other hotels. I get that. Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. So I think that's a big deal. You know, so I like what they're doing with the deluxes. You know, now, do you think, I know they said they canceled it, Reflections. Do you think they're just putting it on hold till things get back?
Yeah, but I think it'll be on hold for a minimum of 5 years or so.
That long, you think?
Yeah, I do. Who knows? Because I just think that they have a lot to do, you know, once they get fully back up. And I don't think that one, I think, was going to be exciting. But I don't think, you know, more hotels are great. But I think it's a big expense because then you got to run the hotel. But who knows? I mean, I think they stopped it at the right time because they don't have an eyesore like they did with Pop Century. You know, that was just like horrible timing. So I think they're gonna make sure that they are really ready to go all the way. You know, once they start putting in steel, they're gonna make sure that everything is cool. Yeah. You know, they never know, but I mean, for the most part, they can finish the thing.
Right. I was thinking maybe like 22 they would start building.
I think it's kind of optimistic, but who knows? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could be right. That's just me.
I just think because of the 50th, I think things are going to start to change.
I hope so. I sure hope so. I think it will. I think this fall, we'll get cracking.
Yeah, to have the 50th anniversary sold out for park reservations, that's got to mean something right there.
Well, remember, that's sold out right now at 35%. So if we can get that bumped up, we're going to be in business.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But just, I'm looking at 25% over the summer to now 35% in the fall and winter. If they keep raising it by 10 every, like, season, we'll be at 50%, 60% by then.
Right. No, I agree. And I think by the fall, I think that's when things are going to, I mean, that's what you're hearing from the experts. Things should start turning around by the fall. So, God, I hope so. Okay. Hey, Alfred, exactly. I got some other folks trying to get in, but let me ask you one last question for this Friday show.
Sure.
We're going to do the bathroom show. Scott, Pam, and I tomorrow. What is your absolute, what is the best bathroom on property?
Oh, I have two.
Okay. Go for it.
Tangled. And Be Our Guest. Not Be Our Guest. The Village one there.
Okay. What's the Be Our Guest one?
Behind Gaston's Tavern.
Okay, yes. That's the one I use during the marathon. I always run off the course. That's good. Yeah, that's when you know it's a good one because nobody else goes there. Okay, I got to run because folks are trying to get in, but we'll talk next Sunday.
Okay.
Put it on the calendar, buddy.
Yep,
I'll talk
definitely.
To you soon. Stay safe. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. We got our next caller on the line. Thanks for being patient. I believe it's Eric up in Connecticut. What's up? Uh-oh. I hate that sound. Eric, it's you. You made the thing make the sound.
Hey,
what's
yes,
going
it's
on?
Me. How are you?
Good. You tricked me there, and I had to have the Skype ring. I hate the Skype ring. I don't know why I hate the Skype ring, but I have like a disdain for that thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't use Skype that much, so I don't really know it.
What's up?
I get now with that glowing review of the ringtone, I'm probably going to avoid it.
It's just annoying.
I think the barges solve a problem that like they didn't know they had, or only Disney obsessives had, because there's this group of Disney people, some of them included, that includes me, that is really obsessed with sight lines.
Same.
Oh, we see that big building for Guardians of the Galaxy and you can see it from Japan and it's terrible. Or, you know, sitting in Norway, I can see the building for Ratatouille and it's just green. What are they going to do about it? Well, they fixed the problem. Because now, in the middle of World Showcase, you're going to have one or two things to distract from it. You're either going to have this big, beautiful fountain that's blocking your view of all these other things across the way, or you're going to have these big, ugly barges that's going to block your view of everything across the way.
But see, the thing is, even the Guardians building, it's huge, right? I mean, because in the marathon, we run right next door to it. We run 10 feet from the building. And I mean, when you're next to that thing, it is gigantic. Like, because I remember when I came around for the marathon, there was a pickup truck parked next to that building. And that pickup truck looked like a matchbox. I mean, it was so small. I didn't think that building was that big. It's huge. But it doesn't, for some reason, the buildings don't bug me. Like when I see that building across the World Showcase, it doesn't bother me. But God, those barges kind of bug me, right? But I haven't seen them in person either. So I'm making a rash judgment. And once the fountains are gone, I'll be fine, I'm sure.
They certainly do look ugly. And I have to admit, I am one of those people who is like, oh, well, you know, from here, you should be able to see this, but that doesn't look like good show. I wonder if when they were planning Harmonious, they knew that they would have these blocking the sight lines all the way across, because when you're in front of Morocco, you don't really notice that big building that's there. But when you're across the way, it stands out a lot more.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. And I mean,
it's just my weird theory.
Well, I mean, think about how Disney does things, or at least how Disney did things in the past. Like, I mean, think about the tower, like when you're in World Showcase, right? And you see Tower of Terror. Does it not look like it's in Morocco? Like it looks like it fits in with Morocco.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
does.
It's the same color and it looks like, oh, it's kind of a weird, you know, shaped building. It's like, you don't even, like, that's not even close to the theme of that attraction. That attraction is like a Hollywood Tower hotel. Yet when you're in Epcot and you see it behind Morocco, it's like, oh, that's just a skyline in Morocco. That's one of the things that blows me away about Disney.
And Bay Lake Tower matches Tomorrowland.
Right, totally. Yeah, and the Grand Floridian is Main Street USA, and the Polynesian's Adventureland. Yeah, it's totally.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it all matches, but I think in Epcot, they kind of play fast and loose with that.
Yeah, I get it.
And they have from the beginning, too, you know? But I'm just wondering, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that the fountains are going to look at least halfway decent there. And it is going to add some motion and a little more life to the back end. I love what's sitting across, and it was very, very peaceful, but it could be very, very quiet and laid back, which is another thing again that I liked, but it is going to add some kinetic energy to the area.
Which is always
I'm
good.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
No, you know what? I'm putting it on the screen here for folks to see that I love kinetic energy. Like that's why I like the TTA is fun to ride, but also the TTA gives a heartbeat to Tomorrowland, just like the Astro Orbiter.
Yeah.
And, you know, other things that are moving around. That's good. And if you look at this picture, I mean, it's hard to see on the video here, but I mean, it does kind of show the fountains, and it also shows a side by side of what it's going to look like at night with the fireworks, you know, artist renderings and stuff. But I'm going to wait, you know, because I trust Disney. And if I get some sweet fountains out there and I don't see the black, hey, that's cool. I mean, but those things, I mean, they look like dinosaurs or something. They look like it's so weird. I mean, they're just they're there. You put a neck on one of those things.
Like
it looks like a T-Rex.
Part of an erector set.
Yeah,
I think someone dropped part of a big erector set in right in the middle.
Yeah, I wonder how much water they displaced.
The water table in Central Florida went up about 2 inches.
Right. Everybody on World Showcase Promenade that day was wearing galoshes because, you know, it was like, whoa, these things are huge. So I don't know. It'll be fine. We'll get a good fireworks show. And I hope bottom line is, you know what I'm more excited about? The music. I love the soundtracks to the nighttime spectaculars. Please have good music. That's the most important thing.
I've never been disappointed with the soundtrack for any of their nighttime shows. Even I know Rivers of Life wasn't well received by a lot of people, but it had really good music.
I agree.
And I'm not a big Fantasmic fan, but I can play the music to Fantasmic all night.
Yep, same.
And it's just lovely.
Same.
So
and even Epcot Forever had good music. I mean, it was not everybody liked that show. You know, Wishes was good, Fantasy in the Sky, Of course, I've always said this. If I could only have one CD for the rest of my life, it'd be Illuminations. Oh, my gosh.
The Illuminations from the Millennium Celebration.
Yes, yes.
With the parade.
Yes, that Tapestry, went around too. Tapestry of Nations. I played that CD till it was just falling apart, and I made copies of the CD. It was so good. Oh.
Yeah, best music Disney's ever done.
100%. Not a question. Not a question. And those two, for some reason, those two went together like peanut butter and chocolate. Like that, the Illuminations and the parade music. I mean, it just seemed like one thing. Because I remember I played this when I was teaching sixth grade, when I first started teaching. And every day after lunch, we'd do silent reading for a half hour. The kids just came in from lunch. They're all wound up from recess and stuff. We did silent reading. You know, they read, they calmed down, and then we went into math or science or something. But I played that soundtrack every single day, like real quietly as they read. And so I know there's a group of kids that are probably about 30 right now that know that music by heart, but it was just like, it made me happy. And the thing was, I never, ever, and I still haven't, I've never gotten sick of that music, which is, you know, that's a pretty big statement. So, all right. Well, hey, Eric, I appreciate your thoughts, buddy.
That's all I got.
Okay. Real quick. Best bathroom on property. Can't take one that's already been taken. So you can't take Tinkle toilets.
The what?
The Tangled ones. You can't take those. That was Alfred's.
Yeah, because that's my first. I like, now I'm really stumped because, you know, those are far and away the best on property.
What about like at the studios or at Animal Kingdom or something or Epcot?
You know, like the ones, I was going to say the ones, there's ones hidden in the Brown Derby that's public.
That's
that
true.
That people don't really know about. And sometimes the best bathrooms are the quiet bathrooms.
That's it. You got to find that is
ones where you
totally
can go
it.
In and there's nobody there.
That's right. Okay, so we'll go with those, the Brown Derby bathrooms. There we go. All right, Eric, hey.
That's what I got.
Well, hey, have a good week, buddy. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you next week.
All right,
bye. See you later. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. Give us a call, 407-413-9395. So we are going to go through and talk about the best restrooms. Jody nailed it, actually, earlier in the live chat. She said the best bathrooms are the ones back at your resort hotel room. I agree with that. But sometimes you just got to, when you got to go, you got to go, and you can't wait to get back to the hotel. But that is... Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You want to get back to your hotel. I'll tell you what, too. We have our next caller, but hang on a second, caller. I will say,
hey,
one second. The Pop Century bathrooms right there in the main lobby. Something about those. They're kind of cool. I don't know why. I mean, they're big, they're bright, they're colorful. They match the whole like energy of the place. They're not bad. The Pop Century public restrooms. All right. Hey, who's joining us? Who's on the line?
Hey, it's Chris from California.
Chris, so you gave us a little feedback earlier about getting to the park as a local, so share that for everybody listening in here.
Yeah, well, I wanted to answer the barge questions or the questions in order, I guess.
Oh, sure. Well, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
But I was surprised on my last visit. I'll just say it'll be brief, but like the barges actually surprised me at how kind of small they are. So I'm hoping that it actually doesn't block a lot of views when they kind of form into that fountain, that I think it sort of like might combine together to be one fountain right in the middle. So that's what I'm hoping, and it won't be too bad, but you know,
if I had to guess, I think they're putting them like I don't know. It looks like there's going to be three, but maybe there'll be more like, I don't know, auxiliary ones or something, but maybe three, you know, big central barges. But I bet you what's going to happen is they'll combine into a gigantic water screen is what I'm guessing. Kind of like a center screen and then two wings maybe with those other two barges. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. So, but it's a little shocking, I think, for all of us who've gone to Epcot a lot just to see something right in the middle of the lagoon when it's been so open for a long time.
No kidding. Like a dinosaur, like dinosaurs or Loch Ness popped out. There's three of them. What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And especially right now for just to be the black tacos, it's not looking so great. So As soon as there's water, it looks better.
They're called the black tacos. I like that. That's what I'm going to call them from now on. I haven't heard that one.
I keep hearing tacos. Yeah.
I like it. You know me, man. I'm all about tacos. Yeah, they're the black taco. They totally are.
There you go. Maybe you don't want the water.
No, they look like a dinosaur, though. If you put like a little neck on the one and maybe like a little tail, I don't know. It looks like the body of a dinosaur. But I'm all in on the tacos, the black tacos from now on.
There you go.
So what else? What else you got going on?
So I'm local to Disneyland and had a premiere pass. So I had to make the switch to figuring out what to do. And thankfully, having the premiere pass, I was able to renew for a Disney World pass. So that's kind of the funny thing of being local to Disneyland, but now I'm officially a Disney World pass holder. So making my way there a lot more often, I think.
So, like, okay, let me ask you, though, because you are a local, so this affects you more than really anybody else. So what, when you're hearing this news about memberships or about, you know, subscriptions or however, you know, whatever the terminology is going to be, since you have that experience and this is going to affect you the most, like, what are your hopes? Like, what do you hope they come back and say maybe in March or April or we don't know a time scale, but I mean, what do you think is fair, not only for Disney, because we've got to think of both sides, right? What would be fair for Disney to solve their problems, but also fair for you as a local to kind of have that same experience you're used to having?
Yeah, and actually, I just came across something yesterday that I guess there's a survey going around that Disneyland put out to some pass holders, but I haven't gotten it yet, that they want to do, or it sounds like they want to do a system that they actually introduced with one pass. Maybe it was 2 years ago. 2020 just shot all my time. Disneyland had the Flex Pass, and so they actually started doing reservations that were similar to what they're doing with the park passes for this one particular annual pass. And it sounds like, according to the survey, that's what they want to move into. So I think that's actually the most fair, that it still sounds like, you know, one price for the whole year. And then there's kind of, depending on the pass that would be there available for people, like it sounds like kind of a limited visits, but it has to do with like when you can get a reservation for which day. And I actually think that's the most fair for Disney and locals, that then they know, okay, you know, there's this many pass holders going, you know, maybe we could cap it so that there could be a more enjoyable time for vacationers. And then it still feels like us locals, you know, we have a chance at actually getting in and being able to make these reservations and stuff. And again, it's similar to even just what's going on with the park passes. So having that experience, that hasn't actually seemed all that bad to me. So
that's an interesting take, because they really are going to have to balance, especially if they reopen with limited capacity for a while, which, you know, California just seems like it's such a different animal, because one, it's just so much smaller than Walt Disney World. It's going to be more of a challenge to distance, and the struggles you guys are going through as well. I mean, obviously, you know, it's going to be a bit, but you're right. I mean, how do you try to find that balance of you want tourists there? Right. I mean, if you're Disney, I mean, Anaheim, I mean, the whole Southern California, I'm sure that they want, you know, my family coming out and dropping $5,000 to go to Disneyland, to go to San Diego Zoo, you know, to do the whole California thing, to go down to Hollywood and see it, you know, Midwestern family spending money on stuff we don't need, you know, because that spurs the tourism side of the economy. But also, I mean, you're right. You don't want to alienate folks that have been there for 10, 20, 30 years dropping in, you know, because that's also a great revenue source for Disney. So It's going to be interesting, because you're right. They need to know who's going to be where, when, and balance it between, you know, folks like me that are going to buy all kinds of shirts and hats and souvenirs, and you're probably going to go ride rides and maybe catch a Monte Cristo and go home. I don't know. You know, like, I mean, it's a balancing act, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I wonder with it is the summer that Galaxy's Edge opened, that was, I think, a shock to Disney that it was kind of a ghost town in ways. And I've typically had the annual pass that I could just go whenever, like no blockout dates, et cetera. And so like, I would just pop into Disneyland and I could ride like half the park in like 2 hours or something. Like, it was kind of crazy in that summertime. And I think it was not just because they blocked out the majority of the passes, but I know that tickets got raised really high because of Galaxy's Edge. And so I think it was like $150 per person, I think, even for kids. I might be wrong about the kids' price, but it was something high like that per person in the summer for one park. And I think that kind of shocked some families into not going that summer. So all that to say, like, I do wonder if something like that is going to happen in some of the summer times if they move to this subscription or reservation way for pass holders, that, you know, there could be some times where it's just like a ghost town in Disneyland because there's no pass holders and there's no vacationers. So,
and that, know, would be, that'd be, kinda, see, that would be, that'd be bad for Disney, right? They never want the low, you know, you never want the low, but you also, I mean, they obviously want as many people in there as possible to get the money, but also then again, you're battling that you don't want to have a bad experience. It's interesting. You bring up great points. I mean, because the local, you want to be able to like, oh man, this is the down week. Like, people aren't, you know, it's like this week right now at Walt Disney World, there's not a lot of folks down there. Now, President's Day, it'll pick up again, you know? So if you're a local, like if I was a local down there, shoot, I'd like tomorrow, if I had some time, I'd drop into a park for 3 or 4 hours. It'd be great, you know? But yeah, it's crazy. Well, that's a good point though about Galaxy's Edge, because everybody thought it was going to be overrun and then it was a ghost town. It was so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just the strangeness, and that could just be that blip for that summer, and now suddenly, you know, everything's completely different, and the reservation service really does work for vacationers. You know, it's, with it not being open right now, it's so hard to tell.
Yeah, I know. It's people are asking me about Cruise Line, right? You know, like, okay, what about, when are they going to announce Alaska Cruises for 2022? Like, I mean, it's like, I don't know, man. We haven't gone on a cruise for a year at this point. Like, I mean, I wish I knew. And the thing is, like, before COVID, like, I could have told you, well, historically, those will be announced in March. You know, like, okay, right now, Disney Cruise Line's probably not too worried about announcing new cruises. They're just worried about getting those ships out there for the folks already booked. But, I mean, they also have to, they always say you want to live in interesting times, but this is like taking it too far. Like, these times are way too interesting, man. I mean, Disney's making this stuff as they go. And like, I'm just trying to follow along. Like, every morning when I wake up, I'm like, what's my email going to have today that I have to learn? I was just getting comfortable with what I do. And now the mat's pulled out under me. So, but great points, Chris. I sure appreciate it. And I hope you're staying safe out there.
Thanks. Oh yeah. Doing my best.
So. Okay. We're thinking of you. So you stay safe. And you need anything, just give me a yell.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you later, bud. Have a good Sunday night. Okay. Bye-bye. I'm jealous of Chris out in California. He's got 2 extra hours on his weekend that I don't have right now in the central time zone. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Also, here's another question I was thinking about today. Maybe you want to comment on in the chat, and we've got a great chat going on. Great conversations there about the bathrooms and about all kinds of other stuff. But what about the theme park reservation system? Yay or nay? I understand why Disney's doing it. They have to. But man, I cannot wait to go back down to Walt Disney World and just go to the park I want in the morning without thinking about that at all. I do not want to have the theme park reservations. But I know we have to have them now, and it's a necessity. But I can't wait till it goes away. All right, we have our next call.
Hi, Mike. It's Fulton.
Hey, Fulton. What's going on, buddy? Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. So what do you think about all this stuff?
What do I think about it? Well, the thing I really liked it is the good place that I like to be at Walt Disney World.
Where's that?
I really do want to go back.
Yes. Where do you like where do you like to stay? Like, what hotel? Do you know? Like, what's your favorite hotel?
My favorite hotel is the music resort.
Yes, that's a good one. I like the pool. I miss it. It's closed. It's closed right now. I love that hotel.
Yes, exactly.
So do you typically go in the summertime? Do you go, you know, over the holidays, like Christmas? When do you guys usually visit?
Well, we went there. Two years we went to. 2017 we went to Walt Disney World.
Nice.
On spring break.
Oh, spring break's a good time to go. And because you're from, aren't you from Indiana or somewhere in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're from Indiana.
Right. So it going down there for spring break, it is just good to see the grass and feel warm weather because it's been so cold where we live all winter time. Spring break's awesome for folks like us.
Exactly.
I hate the cold. It's been cold too. It hasn't been super cold this year, but I'm ready for some sun and get to wear my shorts.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be snowing here, and it's supposed to be slick tomorrow.
Ah, see, it's missing us. Like, if it's going to be cold, give me some snow. We haven't had any snow this year at all in St. Louis. Come on. You're stealing it all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, all this weather is not making me feel good, so.
Well, hang in there. It'll be spring before we know it.
I hope so.
I do, too. Hey, so real quick, where's your favorite bathroom? We're asking everybody that. Is there one bathroom that you, or your least favorite? Is there one you don't like?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's good. That's probably a good answer. That's a great answer. All right, hey, Fulton, you have a good night. It's good talking to you, buddy. I'll talk to you next
week. Thank you. And Mike?
Yes?
I forgot to tell you, I have autism.
No. It doesn't bother me. It sounds great. You're good.
That's right.
That's right. Remember, I was a teacher. I taught everybody. We always had a good time. You call anytime. All right, buddy?
Oh, I will.
Okay,
thank you.
You take care. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks,
out in Indiana. Mike. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, my buddy Fulton. Oh, let's get this next call before it goes away. We have our next call on the line.
Hi,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, who's
this? This is Carla from New York City.
Did you say Corella?
No, Carla.
I thought, I was like, ooh, you're all in. I thought it was Cruella. I was like, really? You're named Cruella? I was like, that's
no. Interesting.
It is funny, though. When I work here's the thing. When I work as a travel agent, I get a lot of Disney names for guests that are booking trips. It's so funny. Like, they're in further than I am. Like, you know, like all the kids are like Belle, Cindy, Tiana. I'm like, whoo. And you know, more power to you, but I wasn't that creative, you know, like Mallory, we got that from Family Ties. So what can you do?
Oh, that's hilarious.
So what's up?
So I leave in the morning for Disney.
You got a pack
with my 4.5. I'm so excited, but actually I wanted to tell you how this podcast, has helped me the past couple of months because, so I work in New York City at a hospital and you know that COVID kind of ravaged us.
Right.
And then as you guys, as your hardcore listeners, have been calling in and I've been listening to every episode for the past year, just to kind of be my mental break. A lot of people talked about how the Disney experience really was from the cast members and how wonderful the cast members made everything. So the past couple of weeks, I've been in charge of the vaccine line at my hospital.
Wow.
And now that we've gotten through the staff, we're doing a lot of like the elderly patients. So you have to imagine there's a lot of forms to do. There's a lot of technology and that's really stressful for them. And so I trained my team. I was like, we're going to act like Disney cast members.
Yes.
And we made this the happiest line outside of Walt Disney World to the point where all the executives would come down and they're like, everyone is so happy. And we all joked. We're like, yes, we're pretending like we're Disney staff. And we just walked up to every single patient. We're like, we're so happy you're here. Let's get you vaccinated. Let me help you. And it was really just from hearing you and the rest of your team talk about how much Disney cast members make the experience that we figured we're just going to channel that into how we got people vaccinated. And it made a very long, like every single day, a much more exciting thing. Like your cheeks hurt from smiling.
Yes.
But anyway, that's how you guys have helped. Like you and your team have helped me the past couple of months is getting people vaccinated by like smiling, because that's what you would do at Disney.
Okay, so let me just say, first of all, thank you for doing what you do, because you are doing the most important job in the world right now, keeping everybody safe and alive and everything else. So I got to say, like, I'm laughing because I hate needles. I hate needles. Like, I just do not. I don't go to the doctor when I should, probably. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible example. But the thing is, like, you have people smiling and laughing, and you're jabbing them with a shot. I mean, that, you know what? I mean, this, the CBS Evening News should be doing a story on you guys, because you're making it the happiest line on earth. And what's at the end of the line? You don't get to ride a ride. You're getting a needle in the arm. So, God bless you guys. That, I love it. So, how's everybody, like, your staff and everybody kind of... how are they buying in? Like, what's the vibe? Like, what feedback have you gotten from some of these elderly folks that are going through the line?
They're loving it. Like, they're coming up as they're leaving and grabbing my hand and saying, "Dear, you made this such a, like, a lovely experience." And, like, I don't need the thanks, but it is nice to see that you can see how stressed they are when they come in. They're scared of technology. They're scared we're going to turn them away. You know, all those things that, like, they're like, we don't know what's going on. We've heard horror stories at other hospitals about how long it takes. And, someone actually on my team's sister does security management at Disney. So we kind of took, you know, some ideas from that. But I think once they're leaving, they're super happy, just because we're radiating such positivity. And we're like, we are here to help you. We're going to get you protected. We want to keep you safe. And then, it doesn't matter if the line is like a 10-minute or a 30-minute like cycle time. They're just happy that we took care of them. And that's kind of exactly what we would expect a Disney cast member to do. So that's kind of how we're doing it.
As soon as
I use that example, everyone could understand it. Like, it's the easy example. It's like, everyone, if I say, you know how nice everyone is at Disney World, everyone was like, absolutely. Yes. We'll pretend we're like, we work for Disney. And we did. And so, yeah, I thought it was, I don't know if I would have thought of it if I hadn't heard you guys singing Disney staff members' praises so much recently, because it's been 5 years since I've been on property. But as soon as you guys mentioned it, it was like, that was the spark. So,
that is so cool.
Been great.
shame you're going to Walt Disney World tomorrow, because, like, all those folks are going to miss you. But I think you've got the system established, right? I mean, even in your absence, yes, it'll carry on.
We have a system. Our whole team is trained. Everyone knows how to do it. We even have lollipops afterwards, because you get a shot, you get a lollipop. I bought out the entire stock of lollipops at Party City. But yes, I did also tell my team that the Disney bubble is so strong that work emails cannot come through. So do not think I'm going to look at an email while I am gone for the week. I'll see you guys when I get back.
That's true. There's a big dome over Walt Disney World. You cannot get work email. And you, of all people, you need to cut loose and just have fun and forget about the outside world for a bit. You totally need that. Oh, man.
I'm checking out. This has been what kept me sane. And I'm not really sure what I'm going to do after this, because this has been the thing that I was always looking forward to. I guess I'll have to book another Disney trip.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah. So thank you. And Ricky and Pam and all the people that call in, because listening to you guys during some really rough days, I wrote to you back in April and told you about it. And you're still the one that I go to when it's a rough day at the hospital. But and thank you for preparing me so much, because I am really excited to take my kid this week. She is like over the moon excited.
She is going to love it. Like, let's get to the Disney. So, again, thank you. And it's not us. It's you guys. It's the frontline workers that are out there doing all the good stuff. I'm just sitting in my basement talking to myself. But thank you. And I'll pass it on to Ricky and Pam. So what's your daughter looking forward to? Like, what have you guys, because I know how it is. Like, the lead up to the trip is 90% of the trip, right? You've been talking about it. You're like, okay, well, you know, hopefully we see this. We ride that. What are you talking about?
I didn't tell her. She only found out on Christmas Day that we were going. I was not dealing with the... Uh-uh. I was not. I booked this trip over a year ago because I knew I've been watching how low the crowds were this coming week. And so I'm super glad that we're going this coming week. The crowds are incredibly low and it's going to be 80 degrees. So mommy is excited. It was interesting. I thought she would be into like certain rides. And instead, when I've asked her, what are you most excited about? She says, driving the cars. I want to drive the cars. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess we're going to start Speedway every day. I didn't anticipate that, but all right then.
Good news is though, that's not usually a long line. That's better than her saying Seven Dwarfs or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we're staying at Contemporary. So I was like, perfect. If we walk in the door and first thing go to Contemporary, it goes to Speedway. And then the last thing before we leave is walk over, like, okay, fine. We'll go 15 times a day if that's what you want. This trip is only for her. We're leaving the 2-year-old and my husband behind because my husband didn't want to go and I wasn't going to twist his arm. I said, great, more money for me.
Wait, you're leaving your husband home with the 2-year-old? See, that would be, yeah. That'd scare me. I loved Mallory, but I don't know if I could have done it by myself with a 2-year-old. I just wasn't, I wasn't equipped.
I offered to take them both and he said, no, thank you. And
that's
I said,
that's awesome.
Okay then.
That's great.
Bye. So we're doing, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, Epcot. So 4 solid park days. Get in tomorrow morning. We're going to, my horse obsessed child, I'm going to take over to see the horses at Fort Wilderness.
Yes.
And then we get, she gets to get dressed up and we're going to go in her bell, her fancy bell dress. And we're going to go to, Grand Floridian for dinner. Cause I've never been there. And so I thought that it would be a nice thing for her to get to be in her fancy dress.
Yes. You're going to, Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the place is so good. It's one of my favorites. The food is outstanding. It's just a great atmosphere. She will be a doll there. She will love it. You're from New York, so you're more worldly than I'm in Missouri. But the thing is, like, the Grand Floridian looks like a big, like, ritzy dollhouse to me. You know, just like on, you know, it's like full scale. So yeah, your daughter's gonna the food is so good too. You're gonna have the best time. You gotta call back and let us, or actually we'll have to do a show and talk about it. Cause know what? You're going right to the top of the line. You deserve it. We gotta talk about it.
Okay. All right. Then I'll email you when we get back and we'll figure out a date. But I don't want to keep you. I just wanted to say thank you for helping inspire us and make this vaccine line like an awesome place to be now, apparently. And thanks for prepping me because I feel very informed going into this trip all by myself. Like doing a solo trip was like scary in the beginning, but now I'm ready. So I will be on a plane in less than 12 hours.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, you're giving out all the Fauci ouchies and taking care of everybody. So God bless you and your coworkers. We sure appreciate you. And I hope you have safe travels and have the best time ever because you deserve it.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. So I'm going to do everybody a favor. That's it. We're not taking any more calls because you would not want to be the next caller after that. She's up there making people happy, getting shots and vaccinations in New York and all that. That is amazing. Again, we don't say it enough. Thanks to all the nurses, the doctors, the healthcare workers, everybody that's out there, the grocery store workers, the truck drivers, the law enforcement officials, the ambulance folks, you know, everybody that's on the front lines, postal workers, everybody that is out there delivering our goods, you're keeping this country moving, but especially those doctors and nurses and everybody that's keeping us alive. So, yeah, hope she has a wonderful trip. I got to call my friend Mickey Mouse, and hopefully Mickey Mouse is waiting for Carla tomorrow. That'll be awesome. And that is, what do you say to that? That's awesome. So Carla and your daughter have the best trip ever. We're going to get out of here. Don't forget, we do this every Sunday night. Next Sunday night, we'll be back again, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. If you're listening on the feed on Thursday, join us live on Sunday nights. We never know what we're going to get when we open the phone lines. We always have a good time. So give us a call this coming Sunday night. Again, we're taking off in 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, but that'll be our 1 week off. We'll take a 1 week hiatus on the call-in show. So don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next trip, book it with the Magic for Less. We'd sure appreciate that. Use our Amazon affiliate link when you can. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you, thank you, thank you to our patrons. I appreciate you guys so much. If you'd like to become a patron, just check out patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, we're going to get out of here. And if you're listening on Thursday, you got another show heading your way on Friday tomorrow. And if it's your Sunday night, go watch some football or have a good time. Get ready for the work week. You guys stay safe. I can't even talk. You guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.